Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, a new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. That's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Michelle J. Howe. She is the founder of Empath Evolution, a pioneering leadership platform that transforms sensitivity into strategic strength. Through her signature methodology, she guides intuitive professionals to lead with clarity, presence, and deep inner alignment, where heightened perception becomes their greatest leadership advantage. Michelle, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, most people wouldn't think that taking an assessment of what they're doing is a positive way of getting things done, but being a little bit more deliberate over when I'm on, when I'm off, what am I doing with that time when I'm on? Because there's always things to do. I'm a typical entrepreneur, definitely for sure, type A, always things to get done. And sometimes I look at it and I'm like, there's a smarter way of doing this. And there's a timing that goes with everything. So the way I approach it is from the inside, what needs to get done? What do I know needs to get done? And I kind of follow that direction and it works actually pretty well. Of course, I'll make lists and whatnot, but it's almost like I let my subconscious direct what's going to go on the next day. And yes, there needs to be some deliberate intention. I need to get these things done in a week, perhaps. But I know that subconsciously, I let my subconscious guide what I'm going to do that next day, that next week. I don't remunerate over it too much because that's a waste of energy. I let it go on its own, like move with the flow of what's happening. I'll give you an example. It's not really work related, but we were at camp and if I feel the vibe that this something needs to get done and didn't plan it, I'm like, let's wash this whole trailer. It was a beautiful day. Get it done. And we got it done. So it's like moving with the vibe of what's presenting in front of you. And yes, there needs to be some deliberate plan overall, but the details, you can get stuck on the details and you can remunerate over the details, which make no sense at all. But we all do it. So I guess what most people think is they need to like structure their day, schedule their day exactly so. And that was counterproductive for me. It was stressful for me. It was like trying to fit me into this box, which I do not want to be in. Like, so no.
Yeah, it's weird that, when you put a spotlight on this, you notice that a lot of people kind of do the same thing. And I'm the same way. Like, I would love to just have, everything laid out for me so that I don't have to think. But then at the same time, whenever I try to fit within that structure, it never works out. So it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Well,
right?
and it's finding the structure that actually works for you and trusting it. Because so much of what I do, what my mission is, what my purpose is, hello, what's the feeling? What's the vibe? What do you feel? Like if you are forcing yourself to do something you really don't want to do, and I know many people that are so mentally structured and mentally driven, they must follow this formula. It works completely opposite for me, completely. The moment someone tells me I need to do this, I'm like, no, no, no. I'm like, that.
Don't tell me what to do with my life. Yeah.
Right. It's like telling someone who's, you cannot eat this, you cannot do this. That never worked as a weight loss, and I still don't think it works as anything positive for anyone. It's trusting your own direction and allowing that space instead of that pressure. Like a lot of times we're moving, we're doing things from pressure, as opposed to let me like create a space and a vibe and a movement that, yeah, there'll be some high peaks and some lower peaks, but overall I'm not like ramping up my stress factor to get this thing completely done. Like it's there lacks like the reality, the realism, the harmony. Like it's like life is not one dimensional. It's got all these different things. You burn out one thing and everything else, you know, oh, what happened back there? Oh, the house is burning down. That's right. I was so busy doing this that I didn't realize there was all the rest of my life was still in motion and I wasn't there to capture it, to see it, to live it. I was propelled forward in this and like almost like blinders on. Like life is not, like life is all of this. You know, sometimes we need to do this just temporarily, but then we open it up because we really are. There really is that much. And if you look at like the quality and the success factors, a lot of times people have ticked off all the boxes of success. And at the end of the day, they do not feel it. Like it's not enough. I need some more boxes. Give me the boxes, right? But for me, it's the flavor of how you're living, how you're in your body, how you're proceeding, how you view your life. Those are the, they call them soft skills, but that's like the magic. There's the magic right there. So.
And I think that's a good way for us to transition into, what it means to really lead, both in your life, and in a business, and in a family, and leadership. A lot of times we mistake what's important in leadership, and it used to be this feeling of authority, like I need this authority, I need to show them who's boss. And it seems like that over time, authority has stopped being a strong quality of leadership. Just as a society, it's not that we don't value authority, it's just that it doesn't resonate with us like it used to. And so where is it going now? And talk about that.
Yeah, there's a definite shift, thankfully, away from the high pressure, high authority. Like it's there's no flexibility in it. There's no room for living when you're, think about it, a boss or a father figure or a mother figure for that matter, that's like the authority in the house. And there's no, you know, you need some organization, you need some direction, you need some discipline if you're, especially if you have a home and a structure of where you're in. But the more strict you are, there's like, there's no connection, there's no warmth. It's just all business. The heart is missing from that. So if we can create businesses, create lives, create homes, create friendships where your heart is allowed to be present and to be part of the equation of what you're doing. That's male, feminine, masculine energies, right? The masculine energy is do, go, 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 do, like, and the feminine is a nurturing, holding, receiving kind of warm space, which every man and every woman has. It's just that our society had always valued the masculine, action oriented, because there's the result and, you know, tangible result, tangible proof of my value, my success, my, you know, I'm in action mode, as opposed to now, I think we're shifting to more of a holding, more of a, you know, life goes by really fast. And at the end of the day, you really want to enjoy that life. Not just be running around like a hamster wheel, a ham on the hamster wheel that everybody's on. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the sound effects. Yeah, it helps. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, what are you working on now, and who do you serve?
Well, I serve the, it's not a typical person, but it's the person that wants more depth in their life, that realizes something is off kilter, that understands that that it matters to them how they feel. They're a little bit more reflective over that, and they're looking to really take a deep dive into understanding their life because they see that it's finite. You know, I lived this life. I've had some things happen to me. I've done some good things, but yet something is missing inside. That's my client. And I do some private mentorship, but for the most part, my big thing is expansion to joy, which is a 6-month immersion. It's a journey I bring people on where they really get to see their life from a different perspective and they to understand themselves first and then truly understand the environment around them from a more evolutionary is not the right word, but from a more purposeful impact, what's life's about, what's my calling, who am I kind of deal. And in that, there's value. There's value. There's you create whatever you want to create because we do create our lives every day, every decision, every word that we say aloud or that we say in our head matters. And I think, you know, going back to the box, it's hard to live in a box of what you think, you know, that you've been put in or you've kept yourself in. And it's time to just get some freedom, get some space, really direct what you want it to be like. So sometimes I see people that just follow along what they've seen other people do or what's expected of them. And in and of itself, that's quite limiting, quite limiting. And there's so much more that they can bring to the table. They don't even see it. And when I'm talking to them, I'm like, oh my gosh, like they're the last person to be able to see the genius, the things that they are bringing to the table that are possible for them, because in some way, they don't see it. They don't see it. Like the hardest thing to do is to see yourself. Other people can often see you more in full than you can see yourself, especially someone that is able to look deeper into a person. And yeah, no, I see it over and over again. It's like we're in our own lives and we don't really see the play. We don't really always see the gifts that we're here to do and the opportunities in front of us. So that's what I add to the equation.
Great. And where can we go to learn more about that?
EmpathEvolution.com. If you would like to speak with me privately, I'm more than happy to devote a little time to listen and to see as well. If there's a good fit, if I can support or assist, fill in a gap, and maybe that helps you move forward in the direction you want. So my email is Michelle with 2 L's at EmpathEvolution.com.
Very well. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Michelle Howe, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how she gets things done. You can connect with her directly by going to empathevolution.com. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. Now, that's it. Let's get to work.